Call the Board of Supervisors back to session. As an update, Supervisor Hop was kind enough to point out for Kidder Creek, I didn't recognize everyone here in the room, so I didn't recognize, or I would have said this early on. But Kidder Creek is going to be continued until December 13th. That's next Tuesday. So if you wanted to grab lunch or something like that, we're not going to talk about it until December 13th. Okay. Are we fine with that, Mr. Kidder? Do I need to open and announce it, or?
To actually continue it, we should open it and continue it. You can do that now or later. Whenever.
I'll do that right now just to do that. The Board of Supervisors will convene and I'll open item 13B, which is Planning Division Kidder Creek. And at this time, would you like the motion, Mr. Kidder?
Yes, please.
I'll make the motion to continue to the 13th.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Alrighty. Supervisor Hop?
Aye.
Supervisor Copsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye. My apologies to the constituents out there. Thank you, Supervisor Hop, for letting me know. I didn't recognize there's folks here for Kidder Creek. But yeah, if you guys wanted to grab lunch or anything, but like I said, it won't be on until December 13th. We'll be talking about it on that day. Then I'll move back to item 8B, County Administration, the Youth Art Project.
Good morning, Chairman, members of the Board, Angela Davis, County Administrator. This item before you was an informational item with regards to a pilot youth art project. If you come into the front of this building, which is the government center, we have cleared the front lobby, the foyer, and so it is quite empty, it's quite large, and so we came together with an idea of promoting art within our community, within the county, and so we will be working with the local schools, those that are homeschool programs, trying to reach any and everyone from the ages of 0 to 18 who would like to submit artwork. Our first theme, we are going to go by theme-based. Our first thing is Siskiyou County Wilderness, so whatever interpretation the young people have for that, they may do so. And our very own Ali Kutzer, who is our public information officer, will be the single point of contact for this project as it moves forward. And we're just excited to promote and encourage and support our young people in the community and their artistic and creative abilities. So with that, I just wanted to inform the board of this project as we move forward and make it public and communicate out to the communities.
Any questions from colleagues?
Question. Could we make sure that whatever we do in recognition, we forward that to Congressman Malfa's office, because they do the same thing at the congressional level, and are always seeking to try and find candidates for our projects?
Absolutely, we will do that. Thank you.
So I will tell you that it was been a few years since Supervisor Copsa, if we remember, we had the Arts Council. Why we got vacant spots. They were supposed to do a rotational thing. Mm-hmm. We have space. I would love to utilize in our, you know, particularly our local artists. I love the young people's concept.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Item 8C, County Administration, update on the American Rescue Plan Act.
Good morning, Supervisors. Sherry Lawson, WCAO. When the county received ARPA notification they were going to receive ARPA funding, I was not part of county administration. The torch has been passed to me, and I was told I needed to bring a report back to the board in December to let you know how all our projects are going. So here I am. When the Corona State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds were dispersed, ARPA, as we call it, the Treasury released an interim final ruling, which was kind of confusing. It provided guidance on eligible and ineligible uses of the funding, which then in turn dictated how the county originally chose to spend and allocate ARPA projects. In April 2022, the Treasury released its final ruling, which added broader flexibility and greater simplicity to the program. The final rule offered a standard allowance for revenue loss up to $10 million. Recipients that selected the standard allowance were allowed to use $10 million for government services with streamlined reporting requirements. In April of 2020, also April 2022, we had to submit our first compliance report. Because our total allowance and ARPA funding was less than $10 million, we elected to use our total allowance, claim our total allowance as lost as lost revenue, and in doing so, we were able to utilize our ARPA funding for any government services. This includes general county administration, infrastructure, public safety. It is the most flexible use of the program and allowed us to streamline our reporting and our compliance. I attached a list of our projects and where we are with them for your review. I will be brief. I don't think I need to touch on every single project. Some are complete, others are not. At the bottom of your list, you'll see all of our complete projects, most of the low-hanging fruit, laptops, air purifiers, things that allowed employees to work remotely if necessary. Some of the bigger projects that we still have ongoing that I would like to touch on, we are re-roofing some of our county buildings. We are working on repairing a lot of our infrastructure. It was identified that our countywide IT systems needed to be updated, and so we have invested quite a bit of funding in that. I do want to point out that there are more projects on this list than were originally approved by the board. We did meet in April with our committee. We talked about some more needs the county had, which did include the roofs, countywide infrastructure, the software and the phone licensing was going to expire for the county, so we opted to renew that for 3 years using ARPA funding. The general plan was in desperate need of update, as you are aware, and so we did allocate money to community development to update our general plan. I believe they went out to RFP. The contract has been approved.
Not yet. It will be coming to the board in January.
Okay. So we did find someone.
Yes.
To update the general plan. The animal shelter is in need of expansion, just for cleaning and other things. And so we allocated some funding to the animal shelter to expand their facilities. Projects. It was also discussed at that meeting, at our committee meeting, that rather than bringing projects back every time a new use of this funding came up, that we would just evaluate projects on a case-by-case basis, evaluate it for appropriateness. If the project was found to be a sensible use of funding, it was added to our list, and then I would report it out to you today. Additional items that we have added to our list for use of funding is we are purchasing new bulletproof vests for our sheriff's department. We have moved the board chamber renovation is being paid through ARPA. It was an original project from what I understand. It was moved to general fund and it has since been moved back to ARPA funding. Our county vehicle radios, the sheriff has upgraded, but there is a need for the entire county so they can stay in communication. So I recently got a quote from our communications to upgrade 39 more vehicle radios. That includes the district attorney, probation, animal control building. So everyone in the county that is in need of a radio can have a radio to where we can all communicate with each other. The Farm Advisors building and many buildings since are in desperate need of repair, so we've allocated funding to abate and refloor the Farm Advisors building that's been in need for quite a while. We were able to secure new police responders, so we are purchasing 10 new vehicles for the Sheriff's Department. A little, more odds and ends. We're continuing to pay for DocuSign, for Zoom, for some other touch-free items that allows the county to run more efficiently. So with that, I will turn it over to you if you guys have any questions for me, if you have any comments.
Questions or comments from colleagues?
Well, to me, I think some of the obvious that we can see with that money is the roof on the North Hospital. And,
yes.
And the building where we're in, we need extensive work. Okay. And so those are big ticket items.
They are. We're actually also talking about retaining a structural engineer because there are more, the Charlie Bird remodel, we need someone to come in and look at that and tell us specifically what needs to happen. And we're finding that need more and more with the county, so we're looking at retaining a structural engineer to help us with those projects.
I like the police responders. I'm glad that was worked in.
Yeah, that worked out very fortuitous for us. The orders had closed, and Anna Hendricks actually reached out to some individuals and found that there was some orders that needed to be filled, and so we were able to slip in last minute and order police responders. I believe they're 2023 before that ordering window closed. So it was very lucky, and I think it happened within a day, and we jumped on it because we knew that if we didn't jump on it now, we wouldn't potentially be waiting another year before we were able to get more vehicles.
No, we needed those for the sheriff's office as well as the bulletproof vest.
Absolutely.
Glad to see that stuff moving forward.
Yes.
Very good news. Supervisor Howe?
Just one quick question. On the spreadsheet, are all of the projects approved that are on that spreadsheet?
Are they all approved?
Yeah.
The original list, they're not numbered on this list. The majority of them were approved by the board. Another handful was approved by the ARPA committee. And then again, at that ARPA committee, we decided that instead of bringing projects back and the committee reconvening every time, that we would evaluate on a case-by-case basis with administration and decided if those projects were appropriate use of the funding.
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand. So when so the estimated project cost, I can count that project is going to happen?
Yes.
Okay.
That is the intent.
Okay.
Yes.
That's good enough. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions, colleagues? I don't believe you need a motion or anything.
No. Nope.
Just an update. Look forward to these future updates as well. And one last question I have. The timeline to spend this money is not tomorrow.
We have until June 2024 to commit the money.
All right.
We have until December 2026 to spend the money.
All right. Understood.
So there's time.
Thank you. With that, we'll move on to item 8D, one-time retention bonus for eligible employees.
Good morning, Sherry Lawson, Deputy County Administrator, presenting the next item to you. So if you will recall, in November, the board was made aware that we will be receiving LATCF funding in the amount of $6 million this fiscal year, $6 million next fiscal year. Once the funding was requested and received, the LATCF work group met. There were several ideas that were floated. The one idea that we circled back to multiple times was figuring out a way that we could thank our employees for their hard work, for their diligence. With recession and everything happening, we really wanted to try to find a way to give to our employees. And how we decided to do that, or we're asking to do that, is to provide our firm permanent employees, whether they're full-time permanent or full-time part-time permanent, a one-time retention bonus in the amount of $500. If the board approves this today, it will be distributed on their December 16th paycheck, so that would be next pay period.
And on that, Commissioner, you get one supervisor and then a few department heads, don't you?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Sometimes I mumble. So on that that committee, you have one supervisor and a few department heads, don't you?
Correct.
All right, great. Wishes of my colleagues or comments?
Move to approve.
Second.
That's it. Ready for a vote?
I guess we're ready for a vote. Yeah.
All righty. Supervisor Howe?
Yes. Aye.
Supervisor Comstaff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Absolutely.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
I'll be an aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry.
Is Sherry up for the next one as well, Ms. Davis? No.
Good morning.
You are Ms. Cummins. All right, that is my question.
Good morning.
Item 8E, personnel, same subject, department heads, assistant department heads.
Correct. Good morning. Melissa Cummins, Deputy County Administrator. I am following up to item 8D. 8E is the request to approve resolutions for all of our unrepresented units, which includes the appointed assistant elected and confidential employees resolutions for the $500 retention bonus. In addition, I did want to note there is some additional language in the assistant department heads. We have certain departments that have mandated services that the assistant department heads are assisting with coverage due to lack of staffing, so we wanted to give the department head the option to allow standby pay for those employees with the department head designation and that they have sufficient budget to cover that. So that's the only additional item I wanted to make note of.
Questions or comments from colleagues?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion is second.
Okay.
Any discussion on the motion? None?
Nope.
We'll do roll call vote.
Okay, Supervisor Hal. Supervisor Kopsev.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
I'll be an aye also.
Thank you.
Now, Ms. Winnie, we're on the county clerk.
All righty. This is an item that was brought originally on November 1st. A lot of appointments in lieu of election were made on that date, but we still had a couple left over. I do want to clarify that the Hornbrook, the Happy Camp Fire Protection District, originally they were stated on the paperwork as three short terms. They were technically three full terms, and we've corrected that. The oaths have gone out. Those people were, I'll make that correction in the minutes, that they were appointed as three full terms. So there are now two short terms for the Happy Camp Fire Protection District remaining, and I do have two people interested who qualify and are eligible to serve, Pedro Damian Torres and Justina Harrison, and that would be for the two short-term positions in Happy Camp Fire.
Second.
And that was for Happy Camp Fire Protection District. Okay. Alrighty. Supervisor Hall?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Mm-hmm.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
The only remaining was two positions, one full term and one short term for the Tenet Community Services District were continued to this meeting. Supervisor Chris, did you have any appointments for them?
I do not, but I, just for the record, I do understand they do have a quorum with their three.
Okay, thank you.
I think there's only 40 people live out there, so trying to get five to serve on the board is a
challenge.
Challenge, yeah.
Yeah.
You call people up and they say, well, I already did my time.
We need to grow the population then, right?
Yeah. Out of respect, I have a hard stop at noon for outside council. So, running around here a little bit, public hearings. Is anyone here for the plaque donation and bench? All right. You are? Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to recess the Board of Supervisors, convene as the Flood and Water Control District. I'll go ahead and do consent. I'll risk it there. First off, is there any public comment? I don't believe there's any online, Ms. Forrester.
None online.
All right. So consent agenda.
Move to approve the consent agenda.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay. Red motion is second.
All righty. So Director Haupt.
Aye.
Director Kopsev.
Aye.
Director Valenzuela.
Yes.
Director Ogren.
Aye.
And Director Chris.
I'll be an aye. The park bench or plaque donation, item 9C.
Good morning, Amanda Kimball, project coordinator for the Department of General Services. Today, I'm back with you after you guys so graciously approved the resolution and agreement and the November 1st to allow the district to accept donations for benches around the lake. You guys had requested for me to come back to you with a policy and procedures. So I worked with our director and county council to present what is in front of you today on what we are going to require when it comes to the benches at the lake.
Any questions from colleagues?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion second.
Okay.
Roll call vote.
Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Kopsev.
Aye.
Director Valenzuela.
Aye.
Director Ogren.
Aye.
And Director Chris.
Aye.
Actually, there's no motion.
Yeah, it was just mostly information you guys wanted. You guys wanted the department to establish something that we can put with the agreement. So.
All right.
So would that motion be
You messed me up now, Wendy.
I'm sorry. That's
I would construe the motion as a vote of support by the
support for this. Yeah. Thank you. I could do that.
Great. Thank you.
I think it's a good standing actually down the future if people ask to have that. Minute approval for the Water Control District?
I received no corrections to those minutes.
Move to approve.
Second.
All righty. Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Kopsev?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Yep.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Chris?
Aye. We will adjourn as the Flood Control District and reconvene as the Board of Supervisors. So Wendy, I'm going to skip a few and go to public hearings. So
we're not doing Siskiyou Power yet?
Yeah, I'll get to that.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Anyone here? You have to be here for that, Julie?
Just for the budget transfer.
All right. I'll go to public hearings. No, sorry. I'll do Siskiyou Power Authority. What are we going to order? We'll recess the Board of Supervisors to the Siskiyou Power Authority. Any public comment?
None online.
All right. Transfer of funds. Motion by board.
Move to approve.
Second.
All righty. Director Haupt.
Aye.
Director Kopsev.
Aye.
Director Valenzuela.
Yes.
Director Ogren.
Aye.
And Director Chris.
Aye. Minute approval.
And I've received no corrections to those minutes either.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. Director Haupt.
Aye.
Director Kopsev.
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Yes.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Chris?
Aye.
Thank you.
Now I'll do public hearings. Mr. Dean, is anyone here from the public in any particular? I forget, sir, which one you were on.
Yes, item 13C.
13C, okay. It says only for public. So we're going to open the hearing for item 13C. So, Ms. Wendy?
See?
We're opening public hearings for item 13C, which is the Arica Plant Agriculture.
Yes, I believe this is the Goodwin property, and this is a continued second reading, continued back from, I believe, November 1st.
Perfect.
Yep.
So open the hearing and review our presentation, staff report.
Sure. Good morning, Board of Supervisors. Haley Lang, Planning Director. As noted, this is a continued public hearing and a second reading for the Goodwin zone change to rezone APN 013-120-230 from AG1 to light industrial, and to rezone APN 013-120-330 from prime ag to heavy industrial, as well as a resolution to adopt the project, adopt the mitigated negative declaration, and the associated mitigation monitoring reporting program. Those conclude my comments since I, provided a project summary during the first reading, but happy to answer any questions you may have.
And I just have a quick comment. I believe there was a correction to one of the APNs from the first reading, correct?
On the agenda, right?
It was actually the ordinance as well.
Oh, okay.
It was originally 230-230, I believe, for the second APN. Now it's 230-330.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank
so this is
that.
This is the correct one.
Yes.
Thank you.
And for the record, was that correction made during the first reading, or?
No, it's made at this point. They found it after the first reading.
I guess this would you describe this as a typographical error?
Typo error, yes. The APN is correct, and the analysis was on the correct APN.
Okay.
All right. Now I'll do a presentation of correspondence from any correspondence, Ms. Wendy?
No, not for this one.
Any reports or arguments or staff by other county departments or public agencies? Proponents, opponents? Any public comments? No rebuttals? Second reading, I'll close the hearing. Discussion or motion by board members? I'll make the motion to approve.
Okay. Second.
And comes up. All righty. Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Thank you.
I'll move back up alphabetical. 13A, County Administration. I'll open the hearing. Reading order of presentation.
Good morning again. Melissa Cummins, Deputy County Administrator. The item
that we are on is the second reading for an amendment to the county ordinance regarding the qualifications for the Director of Public Works. And our wonderful clerk posted it and did all the appropriate steps. So.
Presentation of any correspondence?
No correspondence at the clerk's levels.
Reports or arguments by other county departments or agencies? Proponents? Opponents? Public comments? No rebuttals? Ms. Wendy, do I close this hearing?
This is the second reading, so yes, you can close this.
Close hearing. Discussion or motion by board members?
Approve.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Kobza?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Thank you.
Item 13D is in DOG, community development. This is reclassifying in the lead area. Opening of hearing, reading order, presentation, and directive.
All right, 13D, this is going to be the first reading of a zone change ordinance. And let's see, this is for the... Pardon me, there's so many today.
Don't you have a helper there?
A whole lot. I do. This is going to be a rezone of approximately 10 acres from non-prime agricultural to highway commercial in order to bring zoning into conformance for historic use of the property. And this is for property located, I believe, near the town of McDowell, the community of McDowell.
I believe City of Weed.
Or City of Weed. Oh, City of Weed on this one. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're right.
Deer Mountain will make it a new city.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Now I know where it is. Thank you. All right. I think that's all on my end.
Right. Staff report.
Thank you. As Wendy mentioned, this is a zone change to bring the existing and historical use of the property, which is commonly known as the Deer Mountain Lodge property, into compliance and conformance with the actual zoning that it should have been. This project was presented to the Planning Commission last month, and it was approved. And what the proposal is to change it from non-prime agricultural to commercial highway. Staff is proposing that the project be found consistent with zoning and the general plan for the site and is recommending that this project be found exempt from CEQA pursuant to the common sense and existing facilities exemption. And a recommended motion is in the packet. Thank you.
Presentation of any correspondence?
No correspondence at the clerk level.
Reports or arguments by other county departments or public agencies? Proponents? Seeing none online either. Opponents? Public comment? Rebuttals? I will entertain a motion by board members.
I'll move it.
Yeah, I'll make the motion.
Okay, I'll second it.
Yeah.
It's a recommended motion.
Recommended motion.
And did Kobza for second?
Yeah.
Okay. And we have a couple options. We can continue, or we can consider the second on the 13th, or the next would be January 3rd.
Is it possible to do it on the 13th? Notices and everything?
Yes, because it's already been noticed as a public hearing. It would be a continued public hearing. We'd be within our time frame.
Perfect, all right. That'll be my motion.
On 12-13? Okay. All righty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Kobzev?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Through the chair, you might announce the continuation of item B again in case someone online is.
Well, I can do that. For item 13B, Kidder Creek, that'll be continued till the December 13th. If anybody happens to be online for that, December 13th, Kidder Creek will be discussed on that date.
And that was a public hearing that was opened.
Voted on and everything. Item 13E.
Good morning.
Shelley Gray, Assistant Planner. I'm here to present the staff report for the Blaise Zone Change and Boundary Line Adjustment. This project is proposed rezone of 17.8 acres of a 302 acre parcel from Prime Agricultural Act 2B80 to Rural Residential Agricultural RRB 40. The rezone is necessary to effectuate the proposed boundary line adjustment, which was proposed to consolidate all lands approved for agricultural production onto a single 302 acre parcel. It was reviewed by the Planning Commission during the October meeting, and they conditionally approved the boundary line adjustment and recommended board approval of the zone change. The project site is located southeast of Fort Jones. The land proposed to be rezoned for rural residential uses has limitations that prevent it from being utilized as part of the agricultural operation that is established at this project site. Much of proposed resultant parcel one is developed for alfalfa production. Proposed resultant parcel two is steeply sloped with scattered trees and shrubs and is not developed for agricultural production. Proposed resultant parcel three contains low yielding fields, which is attributed to the non-prime soil quality. During drought years, these fields are not irrigated to ensure adequate water supply is available for the high yielding fields. Because there's no evidence, a substantial evidence, that the proposed zone change may have a significant effect on the environment, the staff is recommending that this zone change be found exempt from CEQA. Pursuant to section 15061B3, the common sense exemption, section 15301 for existing facilities exemption, and section 15305A for minor alterations and land use limitations exemption. Planning staff is proposing that this project be found consistent with the zoning, general plan, and Scott Valley area plan. Should the board agree, there is a suggested motion in the agenda worksheet. Thank you.
Presentation of any correspondence?
No correspondence at the clerk level.
Arguments or reports by other county departments or staff? Proponents? Opponents? Public comment? Rebuttal? We'll continue this hearing. A discussion by board members or motion?
Still a question. So as I'm sorting through all this, what I understand is that the BLA, what we're doing with this is basically consolidating what's already been developed into a separate category from the prime ag remain.
A portion of the three different parcels, they're looking just to reconfigure so that they can consolidate all the prime ag agricultural production soils into one.
Okay. All right. You answered my question, right? I'll make a motion.
All right.
Second.
And again, this one has been noticed as a public hearing, so we would be able to hear it again on the 13th.
I'll make it so.
Okay. All righty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbs?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye. Item 13F, Timber Hitch Mine. Open the hearing and read the order of presentation.
Thank you, Haley Lang, Planning Director. Pursuant to Siskiyou County Code Section 10-6.1402, this matter is coming before the board for consideration of the revocation of the surface mining use permit for Timber Hitch Mine, use permit 79-31. This project was initially heard at the June 15th, 2022 Planning Commission meeting. The Siskiyou County Planning Commission formally found at that time that Butte Creek Minerals, the operator of Timber Hitch Mine, is not financially capable of completing reclamation and has refused to provide a financial assurance in the amount deemed adequate by the lead agency. Staff was then directed to take appropriate actions to cause forfeiture of financial assurances. In accordance with the Siskiyou County Code and the Surface Mining and Reclamation Act, SMARA, the operator was given 60 days to commence reclamation in a letter dated June 28th, 2022. Since that time, BCM, the since or due to BCM not having the financial capability to reclaim the mine site, nor providing the county with the necessary documents to move forward with reclamation, the county is now required to reclaim the mine site in order to fulfill SMARA requirements. So then this project was brought forth back to the Planning Commission at the November 16th Planning Commission meeting. And so the Planning Commission held noticed a public hearing on the revocation for this. And after the close of the public hearing, the Planning Commission voted in favor of making a recommendation to the board to revoke this use permit. And so that concludes my question, my summary.
Excuse me. Just want to add one more thing to that. The recommendation of the Planning Commission was also to, on a condition, recommendation, what have you, to allow the county to pursue cost reimbursement from the cleanup. Okay. To the recognition of that, to the fullest extent.
Yep.
Yeah. Presentation of any correspondence?
No correspondence at the clerk level.
Any reports by county departments or public agencies? Seeing none, proponents, opponents? Public comment? No rebuttals? I'll close this hearing. And discussion, any questions by board members? Supervisor Howe?
Good question. This is a pretty old mine, so I'm assuming there's no bond with this permit. It's recoverable.
Yeah, the FAM is like $3,000.
Yeah, $3,200.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
And are we still in litigation with this property?
In Hewler?
Williamson's.
Cliff McMillan?
And McMillan.
And James Williamson. I believe our litigation has been terminated. We're done litigating, I believe.
I'm not aware of ongoing litigation with them, but I can check.
I wasn't aware we were done. That's good news. Thank you.
Any other questions by board members? I'll make the recommended motion.
Second.
With the recovery fees?
Yeah, with the recovery fees.
With recovery, how is that going to be?
What Mr. Dean just brought up on the Planning Commission recommendation for recovery of cost from the person responsible.
For the costs, to the fullest extent?
I believe that's, to the fullest extent. Yes.
Okay. Part of the Planning Commission's recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, part of the recommendation.
Thank you. Okay, Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbs?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yeah.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Through the chair?
Yes.
Very quickly, I know you were under the impression, based upon what I told you earlier, that we had outside counsel calling in at 12. He's in a meeting running long, and so he may not be available to 1.
Okay.
So there's no longer need to.
I can start breathing, huh?
Exactly.
Right. For item 13G, housing element.
I would ask for us to hold this item. Since we thought we would be leaving at 12, I assumed there would be a long discussion on this, and so we were going to have our consultant be here in person.
All right.
For
that's
that.
Well, good.
Okay, thank you.
And
we'll hold.
Again, what are we doing?
It was item G, which
yes.
is the housing element.
Yes.
And what we're going to do is just put that on hold. I didn't open the hearing, I just announced it, but we're waiting for some folks to call in and be here for this.
To later in the meeting?
Later in the meeting.
Thank you.
All right, Vice Chair Valenzuela. I don't personally have Williamson Act contracts for these properties, but I have to recuse myself because my family has Williamson Act contracts. So items H through I and J, I'll be recusing myself.
All right, item H, community development, continue public hearing, consider adopting resolutions approving rescission and reentry into existing Williamson Act contracts. Item H.
Thank you. This is Bernadette Sisson, assistant planner. The applicant has proposed to rescind their property from the existing Williamson Act contracts, create a new contract consisting solely of the property under their ownership, which includes 280 acres that are not in agricultural preserve. The project site is north of Red Rock Road, east of the community of McDowell. The historical and current uses of the property are livestock grazing. The owner currently grazes their own cattle on the unirrigated rangeland and leases the irrigated land to a neighboring ranch for cattle grazing. In order to accomplish this proposal, we would have to first rescind their 2,440 acres from the existing Williams and Act contracts, amend the existing agricultural preserves to remove this property, create an individual agricultural preserve, and corresponding Williams and Act contract. During staff review of the project, it was found that a 120-acre parcel that is currently in the non-renewal process is not a legally created parcel. As properties are evaluated by legal parcel, staff would recommend these 120 acres remain under non-renewal. The owners would be advised to apply for a conditional certificate of compliance to establish a legal record of parcel creation and apply for an agricultural preserve amendment to include these 120 acres once that has been completed. Regarding the addition of 280 acres, the current Williams and Act guidelines state it shall be the policy to deny applications requesting to establish a new agricultural preserve when the state has not appropriated funding. As the applicant does not propose to create a new agricultural preserve, but to increase the acreage of their property already in agricultural preserve, staff would recommend the inclusion of the 280 acres. Approving the rescission and re-entry of the Williams and Act contract would bring the property owned by the applicant under their under their own individual contract. The amendment to the agricultural preserves would bring the property owned by the applicant under a single agricultural preserve. Staff recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15317, open space easements or contracts, and adopt resolutions approving the rescission of the applicant's property and reentry of the new Williams and Act contract and amendment to the agricultural preserves. Thank you.
Randy, is there any correspondence?
No correspondence at the clerk level.
Any reports, arguments by staff or other departments? So none. Proponents? Don't see them here. Down low. Any opponents? Public comment. Seeing that online. No rebuttals. This is still an open hearing, right? We would have to continue.
These are resolutions, so the hearing can be closed.
Okay, so I'm going to close the hearing. Discussion by the board.
So, how's it? How is it currently on the tax roll? This property? Is it like it was under the Williamson Act or not? I guess is where I'm headed.
The entirety of the property, 2,440 acres are currently under Williamson Act contract. 280 acres is not. 120 acres is in non-renewal. So it's incrementally increasing each year. This is the first year of the non-renewal process for that. We would recommend that stay in the non-renewal.
The 120?
Yes.
But the 280 you're bringing into the Williams Center?
That's their request.
That wasn't there already?
Correct.
And is the 120 taxed as though it was, or historically? Is it taxed as though it was Williams and Act?
It's like I said, it's under non-renewal, so right. Within the first year is the incremental increase, and I believe the bulk of the increase happens the first year, and then it
bases out over 10.
Yes.
Okay. So if I get it, so he's actually getting an increase in the Williams and Act contract?
Increase in the acreage. That's the request.
Okay. But the piece that was in question is not, it's just non-renewal.
It's in non-renewal.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Any other board discussion?
One.
Go ahead, Michael.
I was going to say, so there's a net here, but the difference between 280 and the 120, really. Right. So you're only increasing it. Yeah. 160. Right.
Yes, it's the I'd say the same type of undeveloped land. It's adjacent. It's just dry range land out there. Those comparing the 120 and the 280. So.
I guess I don't understand. Why wasn't that in the original contract to begin with?
Purchased after those contracts were established. This was a later purchase by the property.
Not recently, though.
No.
Okay.
I'm sticking in my craw is, so we're going to increase someone's acreage when they're not compliant currently?
The reason why it was in non-renewal is they were under a multi-owner contract, and one of the co-contract holders had code enforcement issues. And so at that time, the guidelines for the county are written that the entire contract be non-renewed, regardless if those co-contract holders were compliant. And these contract holders, the Woodsons, are compliant.
And the other one's been cut out of the process?
The other one will remain in non-renewal. They're not part of this.
That helps. Thank you.
Supervisor Hogan, any questions?
No, I think I'm okay.
Michael, any follow-up?
No, I think we're good.
Okay. Board decisions?
And the hearing was closed, correct?
Yes.
No. Where is this?
This is on Red Rock Road.
Yeah, it's to McDowell.
Yeah, the McDowell area.
This was a gentleman that came in and was doing the wood cutting?
No.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too many of these to keep track of.
I guess I'll make the motion.
Second.
And that's the recommended motion, correct, for both resolutions?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, there's one to rescind and the other is to amend. The two resolutions, yeah. Okay, Supervisor Hupp?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobson?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
No.
And Supervisor Oprah?
Aye.
Okay, that passes. We're going to go on to the next one. Aye. Public hearing to consider adopting resolution rescission reentry with Williams Net contracts. Amendment to three existing agricultural preserves under application APA 2105, Conrad's family. Is that you again?
Yes, ma'am.
Could I open up the hearing?
Again, Bernadette Susan, assistant planner. The applicant has proposed to rescind their property from the existing Williams and Act contracts, create a new contract consisting solely of property under their ownership. The project site is on Dangle Lane, west of the community of Greenview. The historical and current use of the property is livestock grazing and hay production. The owner currently has approximately 70 acres irrigated for hay production, which they do graze off after the hay is produced and harvested. And then they lease out 45 acres for seasonal cattle grazing. There is a large swath of land that is not accessible to the cattle as it is for riparian habitat. During staff review of the project, it was found that a 6.09-acre portion of a parcel that is part of their proposal was not in an agricultural preserve. As properties are evaluated by legal parcels, staff recommends this 6.09 acres be included in the project. The owner agreed and has amended their application to include the entire legal parcel. As this property is in three separate preserves and three separate contracts, in order to accomplish this proposal, you would have to first amend the existing agricultural preserves to remove this property, rescind the property from the existing Williams and Knapp contracts, and create an individual agricultural preserve and corresponding Williams and Knapp contract, which includes the addition of the 6.09 acres. Regarding that addition, the current Williams and Knapp guidelines state it shall be the policy to deny applications requesting to establish a new agricultural preserve when the state has not appropriated funding. As the applicant does not propose to create a new agricultural preserve, but to increase the acreage of their property already in agricultural preserve, staff would recommend the inclusion of the 6.09 acres. The amendment to the Ag Preserve rescission reentry of contracts would bring the property owned by the applicant under a single preserve and contract. Staff Staff recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15317, open space easements for contracts, and adopt resolutions approving the rescission of the applicant's property and reentry into new Williams Knapp contract and amendment to the agricultural preserves. Thank you.
Any correspondence, please?
None at the clerk's level.
I take no reports or anything from outside agencies?
The comments on this were included in Exhibit E from the Ag Commissioner, and with no objections from that department.
Okay. Any proponents here? Opponents? Public comment?
None online.
None in-house? Any rebuttal? Then none. Is this going to be another one of those closed hearings, Wendy?
Correct.
Close the hearing. Discussion by the board. Supervisor Kopsoff.
So I'm sensing here that we're kind of back in cleanup. There's a lot of loose ends out there that we're kind of sew the edges tight. That's the way I'm reading what's happening. Is that fair to say?
Very fair to say, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And this one is it? All staff.
Yep.
And this one in particular was probably triggered by Dick Booth's property sale.
So did I get, there was three contracts and we're going to consolidate to one, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And multiple owners under those other contracts.
Okay. And what's the net gain on this? Did you say 6 acres?
6 acres.
Okay.
But you also have, I think, now the ability with the new contract to operate under, I'll call it enforcement, future. And even if there's a new sale, there's not going to be this mess anymore.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion is second.
All righty. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
And Supervisor Ober?
Aye.
Okay, let's move on to the last one, item J. More of the same, approving amendments to two existing agricultural preserves under application APA 22-7. Bernadette?
Again, Bernadette Sisson, assistant planner. The applicant has proposed to rescind their property from the existing Williams Knapp contracts to create a new contract consisting solely of property under their ownership. The project site is on Townsend Road, north and east of the city of Montague. The historic and current use of the property is livestock grazing and hay production. This property is within two separate preserves and two separate contracts, so in order to accomplish this proposal, we would have to, again, first amend the existing agricultural preserves to remove this property, rescind the property from the existing Williams Knapp contracts, and create an individual agricultural preserve and corresponding Williams Knapp contract. The amendment to the agricultural preserves, rescission and reentry of the Williams Knapp contracts would bring the property owned by the applicant under a single preserve and contract. Staff recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15317, open space easements or contracts, and adopt resolutions approving the rescission of the applicant's property and reentry of the new Williams Knapp contract and amendment to the agricultural preserves. Thank you.
Any correspondence for me?
Not at the clerk level.
Any correspondence from outside agencies? Any staff report?
Yeah, again, Exhibit E was from the Ag Commissioner with no issues to the project.
Any proponents here? I see any opponents? Public comment?
None online.
None in-house? No rebuttals? Go to close the hearing, Wendy?
Correct.
Any board discussion? Entertain a motion then.
Okay.
I'll move to
approve.
Motion?
Second.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
I'm sorry, there was no net gain in the...
No.
No.
Okay.
And Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. That. We don't need Brandon. I'll just keep going along with the voice here. Brandon.
Hey. Thank you, Supervisor Valenzuela.
Absolutely.
I'm sure they didn't get every time.
Yep.
So thank you for doing it.
Well, Bernadette's becoming the guru on webs and stuff.
You know, the way it was working, we might have been there by
noon.
Yeah. So what we're going to do now, as I flip through my pages here, I'm going to go back to appointments. So Miss Wendy, I'll be doing the appointments, and after that I'll do minutes. After we do all the appointments. Item 11A,
this
Shasta
is
Valley Resource Center, Resource Conservation District.
RCD, yes. These would be three scheduled vacancies on the Shasta Valley Resource Conservation District. These are for terms ending November 26th of 2026. The clerk's office did post the notice of vacancy, as well as asking the district to post the notice of vacancy within their boundaries, which they did on November 14th, 2022. And at the time of the agenda worksheet was created, the clerk's office received a letter of interest and reappointment from incumbent Ryan Walker, and then also a letter from Michael Dukey saying he was not interested in serving. And those are the only two I've heard from. I believe the other one is Michael Luis or Lewis, and I have not heard back from him. So if we could make appointments and possibly continue the remaining vacancies.
I'll make a motion we continue and then appoint Brian Walker.
Second.
Alrighty. Supervisor Howe.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobson.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Okay.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye. Scott Val, Siskiyou Resource Conservation District.
Yes, also three scheduled vacancies on the Siskiyou RCD. This same terms, November 26th of 2026, we did post the notice of vacancy, and then the district did post it within their boundaries on November 7th, 2022. And at the time the agenda worksheet was created, I did receive a letter of interest and reappointment from incumbent Carolyn Lewis or Luis, and the other two are vacant positions. I have received no letters of interest for those. If we could continue those as well.
Okay. I see that a motion.
Question.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
It can come after the vote at this point.
Okay. I'll second your motion for vote.
And that was to appoint Carolyn?
Yes.
And continue the others?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And who was the second?
I was.
Thank you. All right. Supervisor Howe.
Aye.
Supervisor Copsett.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
I'll be an aye. The Supervisor Hoppe, you had a question.
Yeah, through the chair. Point of clarification, I guess, on the RCDs in general. Sometime back, we appointed Shasta Valley RCD as the watershed coordinator for all the watersheds regarding fuels projects and water enhancement projects. We did that as a board. Anyway, the question is, I know we made that formal appointment or designation for coordination, yet I continue to be lobbied individually on projects that aren't going through that entity. And so I'm just wondering who at the county level is supposed to be coordinating that and why they continue to be fragmented.
Mm-hmm. I guess this question will follow up with, I see Angela Davis taking notes. I don't know if we have an answer to that.
Well, no, but
good question.
It's kind of important because it's weird for me to be making letters of recommendation that don't have full board concurrence on projects that are supposed to be coming through a common entity that we designated.
Yeah, okay. Item 11C,